Hello and welcome to Bleed Geek, episode number 101.
Dalmatians.
I'm Mike Earl.
Randy Orvis.
Matt Fowler.
And today is a Thursday in May. It may or may not have snowed yesterday.
It's May 2nd.
In May. Or last night or today. I don't know. It snowed at some point. It's weird. But that's what you get when you live in Minnesota. I don't know what's happening over here. Welcome to Bleed Geek. Yeah, we're going to talk about tech news and anything else we feel that is necessary. If you were really hoping we were going to talk about movies, perhaps you missed the earlier Bleed Geek Movie podcast, which you can find on Bleed Geek Movies. BleedGeek.com/movies, or go like them on Facebook, find out what's happening.
Give them a like.
Give them a like, Ski.
We need likes.
Or two.
Two likes if you have them.
Tell your friends.
It is Todd. So anyway, we're going to talk about a few things this week. There wasn't a crazy amount of news. Things will be heating up soon enough, I'm sure.
It's true.
But there's a few things that happened in the technology world, so...
That's also true.
What you got going on there?
I was going to check the... Verify that the Bleed Geek Hangout works.
Oh, I was there earlier.
From the Google Plus app?
No, from the live stream.
Right.
Anywho, if you want to watch us live, we're typically live Thursday evenings at approximately 8 p.m. Central Standard Time. And now for the news. Really, I don't know.
Kick it.
Google Now released on iOS this week.
Google Now. Did you get it?
Ooh, yeah. I don't use it, though.
Why not?
Well, because it's not really useful to me.
On your iPad?
On my phone.
You should try it on your iPad. Well, actually, no, it's pretty useful on your phone, though. Because, like, if you look up, especially if you use Chrome. Because a lot of your stuff, like, even if you don't want it to sync, it still syncs to it.
Right.
So, like, if I look up directions to someplace on my computer, all of a sudden I look on my phone or my Nexus 7, and it's, like, little note saying, oh, do you want to go here? Click here.
You're like, whoa, that's creepy, man.
Oh, Google's on top of everything.
Well, I think because it's on iOS, I think makes it less useful. I mean, I think I would use it if I had an Android more. But because, like, that it's only contained within that app, like, the only way for me to look at it is to go into it. I guess I don't know if it gives me push notifications. I didn't wait to see.
I suppose.
You know what I mean? Like,
yeah,
it's I have
like,
to go
one,
into the search
that's
app.
That's one thing that Apple doesn't allow.
Right. Well, I mean, it could do push notifications, which would bring me to the app, and then I could look at the cards. But I don't know if they do. I didn't look that far into it.
Gotcha.
Plus, I don't use Google for my calendar, so that would take away some of it, too, I think.
What do you use for your calendar?
iCal. Well, Fantastical, really, but it uses iCal for the back end.
I get you.
And a number of other apps. I always play with different apps, different calendar apps, but Fantastical's been the best, I think, so far. In case you were curious, Matt, what you should get. It's like $3. It's crazy, though. You remember they had it on Dignation, because the full app version was like $20, but you just type it in. It's like natural speech. It's like lunch tomorrow with Matt in the afternoon, and it'll automatically just parse what you're saying, and it puts it right into where it should be. It's kind of crazy. There's a lot of rumors that Google Now is eating battery if you run it, which is why I really turned it off, because it always is tracking your location, which does suck your battery faster, and so I just turned it off. But it became such an issue that apparently someone said something, like it's been going around, and Google's now actually officially released a statement. I don't think it's actually Google officially, but one of the employees said, "Hey,
what do you expect?
Hey, that's not true. There's no problem with our app."
Oh.
So, but again, what do you expect when you're letting something track your location all the time?
Well, no, that's what even which iOS app was it? Apple Maps. There was an app like when the new iOS version came out that people were kind of like, "Oh, it's a battery sucker." I can't remember.
Reminders, maybe. Because
yeah,
you can do location-based reminders.
Yeah, that's what it was.
That's what it was. So I try to avoid those, too, because... Well,
and it's like, I mean, it's like, duh. What do you...
And Highlight was the big one that people were complaining about, but that's not an Apple app. It's an iOS app, but anywho, I could skip to the other Apple news, I guess. There's a lot of rumors about iOS 7 running around this last week. We talked about, or maybe we didn't even talk about it, but iOS 7 is supposed to be a lot flatter, whatever that means. Flatter, less shine.
Fatter.
They say similar to Windows Phone is what people are supposedly saying. There's a lot of rumor that supposedly it's going to be better for people switching, but not as good for long-lasting users. And now there's rumor that because Johnny Ive has taken over and un-Scott Forstalling it, who was previously in charge, that he's doing such deep revamps that it's actually potentially pushing the delay of iOS 7, which I don't think they'll let happen. They're just going to keep throwing engineers at it. But they said even the possibility of like email and calendar getting updated on their own later because they're not going to be done in time, just to get rid of the look and feel that was on what with the old skeuomorphism, I believe they call it, right? Skeuomorphism?
No, I think that's correct.
So, I don't know. It'll be interesting to see, and it'll be interesting how much of an impact Johnny Ive has on the new iOS. I know Matt's pretty worried about it.
Mm-hmm.
He's shaken. No? You're like, whatever, I'll use it. But we'll see what happens with it. We'll find out probably closer to WWDC. Are you shaking your head at him?
Yep. Someone kill him.
Just getting stabbed.
Stabbed, sorry. Not to be confused with death.
There's a lot of OS X rumors also floating around. Yes, I'm jumping all over the page.
You are jumping all over.
I just wanted to keep all the Apple news.
I get it.
But there's a lot of rumors saying that a lot of the when they launched 10.9, that it'll be a lot of stuff aimed more at power users, like better multitasking, switching between apps and Windows and Finder, and basically just saying it's aimed more at power users, which is fine, because they said it just basically won't be as big of an overhaul as Lion was in Mountain Lion. And then it has been confirmed that Tim Cook will be at All Things D. I think it's 13. Might be a different number, but I'm pretty sure it's 13. And also, someone spent a lot of money to have coffee with him. But they broke the record for the charity auction for the Bill Clinton one. Because apparently he did it back in the day, when he was president. I don't know. Maybe it was after.
I think it was after.
Either way, I'd have coffee with Bill Clinton. If I had to pick between Tim Cook and Bill Clinton, I'd probably pick Bill Clinton.
Yeah. I think I just liked him. I think he has a cool personality.
Yeah, he seemed like a cool guy. What about you, Matt? He wasn't from New York.
Well, I don't only hang out with the people from New York.
But Hillary Clinton was a senator from New York, right?
Yeah. That kind of pissed me off.
Why? Because she wasn't from there?
Yeah.
Because you only hang out with me? Anyways. Now I've killed him. Hey, did you see the Galaxy Tab 3 came out? He's gonna be all right. Don't worry. He's just gonna cough it out.
I'm taking his ticket if he
his ticket. Okay, fair enough.
All right. Just throwing that out there.
You gonna get a Galaxy Tab 3?
No.
Yeah, nobody else is either. It came out. Nobody cared. I think I don't know if it actually came out or if they just announced it.
They just announced it.
I feel like it comes out pretty rapidly. But it's a 7-inch tablet. If you're in the market for an Android tablet, buy the Nexus. That's all I'm saying. You ever use Skype?
Nope.
Yes.
Skype's you don't have to have an app anymore pretty soon. Are they just testing it, did you see? Or is it fully throttled? Or does it only work with Internet Explorer?
I don't know, actually.
But it's coming to a browser application instead of having to have a program installed, which will be nice for some people who hate having to install apps, like this guy over here.
Yeah.
He likes web-based clients.
It's true.
And so, potentially, that's a very good thing for him. I don't know. It's interesting. It kind of seems crazy that it's taken this long, really.
Pretty much.
I guess, but hey, that's Microsoft. They do what they want.
Yeah. And I wonder, did they say if it's Silverlight or HTML5?
I didn't see.
Either did they.
Who knows?
Half a liter.
Half a liter?
Mm-hmm.
HTML5? Speaking of tablets, did you hear what Thorsten Hines had to say?
Yeah, do you think he's crazy?
Yeah, he's super crazy. He said he thought the tablets will be dead in 5 years. I don't know if he's seen any sales figures of any company that's producing electronics right now, but I kind of feel like it's going in the other direction.
You think laptops will be dead in 5 years?
Well, I don't think they'll be dead, but I mean, we've had this discussion numerous times over the past 2 years where I think tablets are like a consumer PC, and laptops will become either business or a professional workstation, not the other way around. But seriously, that guy's crazy. Also, he thinks BlackBerry 10 is a good operating system, so I guess what does he know, right?
That's pretty much what I'm thinking.
Did you see Instagram update today? Did it update for Android as well? I would assume it did. They seem pretty on pace with everything at the same time.
Yeah, I haven't. I mean,
did you update yours?
It could have, and I just didn't see it.
I don't believe so.
Do you ever update your apps?
Yes.
What did they add?
So they added tagging, basically. Tag your friends.
Have you seen? I meant to show you. That's the revision that they did to the Google Play Store.
Oh, nice.
Yeah, it's really
way better.
Yeah. I mean, I like the old one also, but it's very, it really goes on kind of par with what they've been doing with a lot of their
other apps. But yeah, so Instagram added tags, so you could tag your friends, say, hey, this is Randy, tag you.
Yeah, I don't know why people just didn't tag, all you could do is tag the comment, but.
But now you can, like, mark where they are. And then you can search through pictures that you've been tagged in now. So, like, it's added a thing on the side, pictures with you in it.
Yep.
And you can control whether or not. It's basically like Facebook, essentially. Which, guess what? Facebook owns Instagram, so.
I better update my path, shocker. Too. Did you see I had made a post on Path, like, within the last month? I thought it was funny.
Yes.
Anyways.
What's going on there?
Updating some apps.
I have two Instagrams.
One's not really Instagram.
Mm-mm.
What is it?
It's for making
cool collage. Pictures.
Like a collage, so you can add like three pictures into one Instagram.
Collage-o-gramming?
Collage-o-gramming.
Is that the name of it? Why does it have those bars flying through it?
Because they're updating. They're downloading right now.
Trippy. So,
anyways,
do you know anything that happened on April 30th, 1993?
The World Wide Web.
It became public. Without having to pay for it.
World Wrestling Federation.
Is that like Federation, but with a W?
Yeah.
Nice.
Thanks.
Nice. Yeah,
except for
public.
It's World Wrestling. Is it World Wrestling Entertainment?
It's WWE. Yeah.
Because of the World Wildlife Foundation. Anyways.
Stupid animal jerks stealing it.
I think they actually had it first. That's why they had to change it.
Stupid animal jerks stealing it.
Anywho, so. And they brought. It's funny because it was funny to me that CERN is the one that, first brought the web to the public, and now they're, playing with the Large Hadron Collider.
Yeah, they've kind of changed up the game a little bit, huh?
Yeah. They're innovators, they're movers and shakers. But they brought back the very first web page for, I don't know if it's still up, but it was up at least on April 30th. So you could have went and checked out the first web page ever.
Otherwise, you can go to archive.org.
I think it's .org.
And go look at it there.
You ever go check out old sites, Matt?
I do not.
Man, I wonder what Google looked like 10 years ago. You see what I did there?
Good one, Mike.
Could look the same. Do you get it?
I don't think he got it. I got it. They didn't have the internet in New York because they were having gang fights and
too much gunfire.
Yeah.
Cables are being shot all the time. They couldn't keep a connection. Is that what it was like?
Mm-hmm.
Was it hard?
The mafia.
Hard
life? The mafia ran the cable.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And then you had guys with guns next to it, right?
Yep.
He had to be connected to get connected.
Nice.
I'm full of them today. Tom Wheeler is appointed by Barack Obama to be the new FCC chairman.
Barack.
Following Julius, is his name Julius Janikowski?
Janikowski.
He's stepping down for fun. This guy, I didn't read the full. I will read a full. I saw one on
a big article,
but I know he was a lobbyist for the mobile industry, so I think that's kind of interesting. But most people are behind the choice, but there's a few people that you're never gonna please everyone, so whatever.
Can't do it.
Yahoo acquired Astrid. Did you ever use Astrid?
No.
It was actually one of the very few apps that was Android first.
Oh, yeah.
It was like a huge, like people were really excited when it came to iOS, which is weird because, you know, usually it's the other way around. But
what is Astrid?
It's a to-do list.
Oh. See, there was a task list built into like Android 2.1.
But maybe it was better.
No, mine was better because it synced with my Google, so.
Google Keep?
No, calendar.
But anyway, it was.
You're like, oh man, that was sweet. I wish I'd have had that like 3 years ago.
No.
Maybe, no, I don't. I had iCal. Fine. You play with your iCal.
I don't even know what just happened there, but anyway, so Yahoo is acquiring this app that has quite a few users. It's like
5.
It's in the millions, 30 million. Quite a few. But they're apparently shutting it down, so sucks for them.
Because there was only 5.
It's only 5 users?
Yeah, just like Google Reader. It's like, get rid of that.
First of all, no. So obviously Google Reader is dying, as Randy likes to point out, and which now I like to point out that...
No. You should really check out Feedly since they updated.
Well, you see, I use Reader on my Mac, my iPad, and my iPhone. Mm-hmm. And they updated their iPhone app where they are now their own. You don't have to have Google Reader in the background. They can import your feeds and they're their own reader now. Or you could use Feedly,
which syncs to all of those already. And then you can have it in your browser, on your computer, and...
And Dig is supposedly launching in beta their reader in early June.
Yes, I did hear that.
But that's not going to last long, because then what day exactly is it that reader dies? I don't want to know. It's too sad.
I got something to rub salt in your wounds for.
Reader?
Yeah. Be like your Die Hard 5.
No, it's not really the same. This is an amazing thing that someone is taking from me. That was something you're hoping to be amazing, and it turned out to be a pile of poop.
Yeah. Regardless.
Anywho.
When are they getting rid of Google Reader?
We didn't find a date yet.
59 days, a.k.a. 1,421 hours, a.k.a. 85,287 minutes, a.k.a. 5,117,262 seconds.
I'm really going to enjoy these next 5 million seconds.
You better.
So anyways, Yeah. You. Like a goat, right? Paul Miller's back online. Welcome back, Paul.
Yeah, came back. His article, I really like.
May 1st. Did you watch the video?
No, I didn't watch the video. Should I?
Yeah, it's pretty good.
Okay. I'll watch it.
It's not that long. Like 15 minutes or something.
I'll watch it.
They had a... So this is... I don't know. They had... I watched the live stream when he came back, which was really funny because...
And he's like, what is he like, shielding his eyes? He's like, oh, my eyes.
No, not at all.
The internet is so bright.
Well, it's funny because they had made like this list of things that he should see when he got back to the internet. Like they had a vote, like what he should see that happened in the last year. And like he got distracted, like just trying to, like first he couldn't remember his Twitter password. And so then he couldn't remember his Gmail password, which he had to get to reset, you know. So he had to reset his Gmail to get to be able to reset his Twitter. And then he couldn't figure out how to log into Facebook. And then he got distracted right away by ads because he's like, whoa, this movie's coming out. And then it was like this chain of events. Then he didn't hardly get through anything. And then it became a giant conversation about porn because he's all like, I'm not going to look at porn anymore. And they're like, I just don't understand. Everybody looks at porn. And then it's like became this really serious conversation for a while. And it was kind of weird. And it's funny because Josh Topolsky was there, whom Randy doesn't a big fan of, but it's funny because he's like, we need to just get off this topic because this isn't good for anybody to watch. And they just kept going back to it because like the other guys were all like, they were just having like this in-depth philosophical conversation about it, but he's like, this isn't, basically saying this isn't good TV,
right?
And it was amusing. It was kind of weird though.
It's like when you were talking about Pee-wee's Big Adventure and his bike getting stolen. Mm-hmm. It was in the basement of the Alamo. It was funny.
Yeah. So anyway, he's back online. It's nice seeing him on Twitter again. Hanging out. You know, having a good time.
Indeed.
But, yeah. So, there's some... Do you have anything you want to talk about that's not on the list? I think I covered everything that was on the list.
Oh, what else are you going to talk about?
Virgin... did that space flight or their supersonic flight.
Yeah.
Took a plane on a rocket or something. I don't even know how they did that. Did they take it on a jet?
Pretty much.
And they shot it off?
Yep.
Kind of like a slingshot, right? Sort of. It's pretty cool. Broke the speed of sound.
That's pretty sweet.
They're doing a lot of crazy things.
That Branson guy.
Yeah.
Kind of crazy dude.
Richard.
That's it.
So that was kind of crazy.
Yeah, no, I have a few things, I guess.
An Adam GIF?
Huh?
An Adam GIF?
Adam, like A-T-O-M?
Mm-hmm. IBM made a GIF out of atoms through a giant microscope.
Oh, that's pretty
officially
funny.
Recognized by the Guinness World
as the
Book of World
GIF.
Records as the smallest GIF ever.
That's awesome. Go team.
Go IBM.
Pretty much.
They do whatever they want.
Pretty much. The things I have is... Shazam, did you hear they got a new CEO? They're actually looking
to... They make money? They probably make a lot of money, actually.
They definitely...
It's a weird business model.
Huh?
It's a weird business model.
Pretty much. I don't know when, but it was a person from Yahoo who originally used to work for Yahoo. His name is Rich Riley. He is taking over as CEO for them. Shazam, they say they have like 300 million users right now, but they're actually gearing up to go IPO. They don't
seems
have
like a weird, I got some money invested in Shazam, don't worry about it. Who says that?
I don't know. So I don't know, they don't have, there's no date set yet, but it's supposed to be within the next 6 months, so.
Crazy.
The end of the year. So that's one thing. There was a study, I'm sure that you saw it, it was from The Verge, actually, that, chat applications actually overtook SMS messaging, like,
mm-hmm.
Which is pretty crazy.
If only there was something universal.
Right. I think the closest thing we have right now is probably Facebook.
Right. I agree.
And I'm light, I mean, with the updates that they did.
You like, love your chat ads?
I do. It can be annoying at times. Especially when
you've been chat heads. Why is Mike always trying to talk to me? Doesn't he get that I'm not answering?
Pretty much. For F's sake.
Go on to steal your captain's chair.
That makes sense. Pirate Bay?
Are they in a new country?
Yeah.
Which one now?
They're in St. Martin. Nice. St. Martin.
Is that weird at all? Like, that they're actually, like, a pirate in a boat? Like,
I think it's hilarious that they're on an island now that's, like, in the Caribbean. So it's like, they're like...
The Pirates of the Caribbean?
Yeah. So I think that's pretty funny.
Jack Sparrow.
So there's that. Google? Some Google news? What the hell?
Someone just...
This is a professional podcast, okay?
Come on, man.
Come on, man.
Google, what do you got for Google News?
They
buy an airport again?
No. Did they get approved? I don't know if they've broke ground. It's approved, so it's going to happen. Google I.O., they're going to be... There was rumor that we would see Key Lime Pie this year.
Finally.
5.0, but they said that rumor is that that project got pushed back a couple months, so they're going to be... talking about Android 4.3.
I saw that they released their final their actual time schedule for Google I/O, and it's like a 3-hour keynote. Their main keynote is 3 hours long.
That's awesome.
That's long. That's a lot of live blogging to watch.
It's all right.
I don't have anything else going on, right? It's probably in the middle of the day.
So that's in 2 weeks?
Already? For real? I thought it was in June.
No, it's in May. I think it's the 12th. It's not the 12th. It's not the 12th. It's in May. Don't question me, Mike. It's going to be in May. Because we argued about this before. We argued about this like a month ago, and you're like, come on, it's in June. No, May 15th through the 17th.
It's May 15th through the 17th, actually.
Thank you.
Of 2013.
Yes.
Farley. So,
2 weeks, basically.
During Farley.
Sure.
That's a dog's name.
Yes. With the cool shades.
Yeah.
Anyways, Google Hangouts, they actually just did an update, so you actually can do remote desktop through a Google Hangout now. So, to provide
tech support.
Yes, you can provide assistance to people that you're friends with on Google Plus.
Or your parents.
You could before just do screen sharing, so I could be like talking to you.
So I could show you step by step what to do.
Click on this. No, not that.
But now I could just do it for you.
No, I can do it for you, because...
I use FaceTime. You're the one.
You can't remote desktop.
I know.
FaceTime.
I was just kidding. Anyway,
that's really an.
It was funny because I'm an Apple and you're an orange.
No, I'm a window. You're an Apple.
A window.
I have more than one window. Anyways, and then the last thing I have is Google has been known to host contests for hackers. Hey,
break
Google
into our
Chrome is one of the best web browsers out there. If you can break into it, we will pay you.
WebMD.
Google just paid out a couple days ago just over $30,000 to a hacker that reported, I think it was 4 different vulnerabilities to them. So...
Did they hire him after that?
Didn't say.
They better.
But it's cool.
Yeah.
I think that's... I mean, it's good on them, because really... I mean, it's...
It's the best way to find the bugs.
Right. And it works out well. Like, especially... I mean... So the hacker, obviously, he's looking for this stuff, you know? And...
I feel like Microsoft should probably invest in something like that. I feel like they have problems every other day.
Maybe.
Mostly it's Java, though. It seems to be getting them all the time.
It's true. Or Adobe. That's not Microsoft's fault, but...
Update now. Update your Adobe things. Paul Miller got online. The first thing his computer told him when he connected was, update your Adobe product.
I doubt it.
No, seriously.
I doubt it.
Anyways. Apparently Venus is now, they're thinking maybe more... likely to have life than they thought previously. They're rethinking what makes a habitable planet.
What makes a habitable planet?
Habitable?
Habitable?
It's a funny word, right? Habitable?
Habitable.
Habitable.
That is a weird word.
Anyways.
Habitable.
Are you going to say it or what?
Say it, Matt.
I don't like the bout of peer pressure.
Do it.
Oh,
and did you know that cool Apple anymore. Is offering, was it 10?
Habitable.
$50,000 for the 50 millionth download?
10,000.
10,000.
I'm going to get it.
Are you?
I'm going to try. I got to update all the time. I should probably be updating habitable. My app. See, the thing that's tricky is I think they count updates as re-downloads. So I should probably just download updates all day from now on. I download a lot of apps as it is, right? But if I just delete them and re-download them and movers and shakers, get that $10,000.
Want me to tell you what they're at right now?
Yeah.
They are...
Is it $10,000?
Yeah, $10,000. That's lame.
United States currency.
$10,000. It made more sense. App Store gift card. Get effed. I just want $10,000.
But that
grand.
Works for, like, iTunes, too.
Yeah, I don't want $10,000 in
think
music.
About all the movies you could buy.
I don't
watch.
Want $10,000.
On
no,
your Apple TV.
I'm going to be selling
you can watch
on
them
eBay.
On your Apple
I'm
TV.
I'm going to sell it on eBay, and I'm going to get the cash. Somebody can pay me $5,000 for it. Would you give me $5,000 for a $10,000
app? Seems
like
a pretty good deal. It's like $5,000
free. Right.
Anyway.
You didn't answer the question.
Well, no, I wouldn't.
Okay, see, there you go.
But if I had a $10,000...
No, that's your...
Apps, I'd be happy with that. Think all the apps I could buy. Because that works on my Mac, too. I could buy, like, Adobe Lightroom's, like, $150. I don't want to pay for that.
So, currently, there's about 1,000 apps downloaded a second. That's roughly what it's... That's what it's at right now. So, there has to be 700 and...
Oh, it'll be a couple days still, huh? I got time.
Basically, 700 and... 80 million more downloads to go.
I got time. That'll be downloading like crazy.
I bet you it's going to speed up once it gets...
Oh, it
like
did,
within.
Because last time this happened, I remember I tried to map it out with math.
Right.
But
you have to solve for the curve, though.
Yeah, exponentially.
You forgot, didn't you?
Yeah, I just did a straight line.
Yeah, it can't be a straight line, because there's going to be people like us.
I wasn't off by that much, though. Anyway, you have anything else?
With
you
that, I have nothing else.
Matthew,
I'm good.
You want to talk about Iron Man 3 real quick?
No.
Go listen to our movie podcast.
We haven't seen it yet, so I don't feel like there's much we could say.
With that, we are
listen in 2 weeks. Listen. Look for the review on Facebook.com/BleedGeek.
Yeah, look for the review.
Hopefully a video review.
See what I did there?
Potentially.
I crap together.
Anyway, we appreciate you listening, as always, to this 101st episode of...
101st Dalmatian.
Dalmatians are us.
Stand by. By next week, we'll have some news on maybe a get-together for our two-year...
Party.
Yeah.
Party!
Like the Yule log?
You love pate.
Did you know, randomly, that you can sign up to be the fire poker on the Yule Log? Like, it's a lotto style. How like awesome would that be? I'd be like, that's my hand!
Like, he'd be like, and he'd be like, like that?
Yeah, somebody would
then someone was, like, taking you out of there quickly. Is it, like, a live feed, or is it, like, they do it in July?
Have you not seen the Yule Log?
Oh, yeah, but is it live?
Yeah.
I didn't know if it was, like, recorded.
Oh, jeez. So we used to have them, like... Or, no, my grandfather had one that was on video.
Yeah, see? I figured it was on a loop. Anyway, I'm Mike Earl. You can follow us on Facebook. Facebook.com/BleedGeek. You can follow us on Twitter. @BleedGeek. You can... Follow us on Tumblr at bleedgeek.tumblr.com. You could call us at 406-794-3357. You could send us an email.
fans@bleedgeek.com.
To follow us individually on Twitter and or Instagram, I am at Mike037.
I am at Mike037.
Well, I am.
My name's Rod, and I like to party. I'm at the Crandall with two L's.
At Bleed Geek Movies.
At Fowler FF.
I'm at. Yeah. That's that. So, as always, we thank you for listening. I am Mike Earl.
Randy Orvitz.
Matt Fowler.
Have a good night.
Jelly Bean.